Meanwhile, the big news this morning, Donald Trump in Jerusalem to address the Israeli parliament on this historic peace deal that seems to be going in the right direction. All of the living hostages have been released. More are set to be released on the other side, Israel to Gaza. Let's bring in Jonathan Savage, our Fox correspondent and WJR contributor. Jonathan, good morning to you. Donald Trump getting set to address the Israeli parliament. Where are we at now, and what do we expect him to say?
Yeah, I'm just watching pictures coming in from the Knesset now. President Trump is there right now. Benjamin Netanyahu, the Israeli prime minister, is speaking. How long we've waited for this moment, said Benjamin Netanyahu. He says it's a day that will be inscribed in history, saying that President Trump will be inscribed in the history of our nation. President Trump is about to speak in a few minutes' time, and we've been given some excerpts of what he's going to say. So I can tell you that he will say that America will join Israel in two everlasting vows, never forget and never again. He'll also, interestingly, tell the Knesset that Israel has won all that can be won by force of arms, saying now is the time to translate the victories into peace and prosperity. Mm. And finally, another fascinating line that is scheduled to come out of President Trump's mouth in the next few minutes, to say that even to Iran, whose regime has inflicted so much death on the Middle East, the hand of friendship and cooperation is always open.
Jonathan, on the Palestinian side, I know hundreds of prisoners are being released. What's the atmosphere in Gaza and the West Bank right now? I mean, is it relief? Is anger? Something in between?
Joy, absolutely joy in places like the West Bank just now. Seeing pictures from Ramallah, where two Red Cross buses have arrived containing Palestinian prisoners. Many of them who were freed were serving life sentences. So it could be that they would never expect to be released, or at least not for a very long time. So you can imagine the joy there. Interestingly, a lot of them, they don't look particularly well. Quite gaunt. Some appear to have injuries. There's a lot of worry there, too, about what the condition their relatives will come back in.
So there's been this exchange of hostages and prisoners. And now the question is, now what? What's the future look like in the region? And there's going to be the summit in Egypt. But Benjamin Netanyahu, in a statement about 20 minutes ago, said he will not go to it.
Mm. Yeah, we thought he was going to go. He was invited to go. But he won't now be joining President Trump there. We're told that this is because of a Jewish holiday that's happening. So he's not going to be able to make it because of time constraints. President Donald Trump will be there along with the leaders or representatives of about 20 other countries, and looking at what comes next about the disarmament of Hamas. President Trump says Hamas will disarm. Also about the governance of Gaza, who will be in charge, how it will be overseen by this international board of peace that President Trump talked about, and rebuilding Gaza for the Palestinians, ensuring that it can become a place where people can live safely.
Let's zoom out a little bit, because we've got this peace summit that's scheduled to take place in Egypt. Donald Trump, obviously, in Jerusalem, getting set to talk this morning. But he's also talked about this peace plan that other countries have signed off on it, that other countries around the region have signed off on it. What's their temperature like this morning?
Yeah, this plan has international support, and this can be seen in the fact that number 15 on this plan is the United States working with other countries, including Arab countries, to build up an international force to ensure the ceasefire, to ensure Israel's security. And, you know, that will include countries like Turkey, who have offered to send troops, although they don't have a great relationship with Israel, so Israel may reject that. But clearly, there are plenty of countries around the region who want this deal to be successful. They want peace and prosperity. Of course, they're also going to push for that goal of the Palestinian people, an independent state separate from Israel.
Speaking with Jonathan Savage, Fox News radio correspondent, WJR contributor, and Jonathan, you know, Gaza is described as a wasteland. I mean, about 90% of the people are displaced. So what's next? I mean, even if the ceasefire holds, what kind of international coordination is going to be needed for any type of real recovery?
Yeah, the people of Gaza are fed up of war. They're fed up of death. They're fed up of living in tents. and they would like to see the rebuild as soon as possible. But this is going to take time. Initially, the territory is to be administered by a committee of Palestinians. You know, the Palestinians are among the most highly educated people in the Middle East, so or certainly in the Arab world, certainly that's considered to be fairly straightforward in getting together enough people with that, with the expertise to do that. Over the top of that, though, President Trump says that his peace board, with an international flavor, the likes of Prime Minister Tony Blair will be part of that, will oversee what is going on and ensure that Hamas does not play a role, and to make sure that the committee is able to do their job as they are meant to. Longer term, still not exactly clear what's going to happen, and I'm sure there'll be many, many summits and many, many discussions between the US, Egypt, Israel, and other countries to try and figure out exactly what Gaza should be in future and who should govern it.
President or Benjamin Netanyahu talked about the Abraham Accords and crediting the president for that in the past. Do you think those move forward and more countries recognize Israel with the president sort of pushing buttons?
Well, Saudi Arabia, the grand prize of the Abraham Accords, always said that they could not continue with it so long as Israel was conducting the war in Gaza. So this hopefully will draw a line under that war and allow the normalization of relations between Israel and other countries to continue, because it is widely seen that the pathway to peace is often through people's wallets and purses, because where the countries are stable, where they are prosperous, where they're able to do business with each other, there's a very strong motivating factor to keep things peaceful.
And, you know, this is a pretty comprehensive peace plan. They seem to be encouraged by the fact that this is more of a long-lasting deal and not more of a fly-by-night type of ceasefire deal. Is that still the read that you get from it?
Well, President Trump still, I think he feels the hand of history on his shoulder at this point. And I think that he would very much love to see this being the start of something long term. He is going to say today in his speech that this is an opportunity to set up a whole new system in the Middle East, to set up a whole new era of peace and prosperity in the Middle East. So he is looking beyond ending the war. He's looking beyond the rebuild of Gaza to a region which is transformed, in his words today.
Well, obviously, a great day for Israel, a great day for those who still had people in captivity, and a great day for those in Gaza that are getting relief, that are going to see aid flow in at a much faster rate, and for those that have been upset about the government system in Gaza, mm-hmm. Certainly some good news on that side of things as well. Jonathan Savage, always appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, I'd love to get your thoughts on what we're seeing in the Middle East as Donald Trump is getting set to address the parliament in Jerusalem. 800-859-0957, 800-859-0WJR. Meanwhile, coming up, we've got an opportunity to hear from you. And boy, oh boy, tough sports weekend here in Detroit.